Like I said, it is 9 a.m. on Friday morning, which means it is once again time for Open Mic Radio. Let's get it going straight away here with one from today's featured musicians. This is Violence of the Violets.
Don't want to see you again.
1, 2, 3, 4.
So you wanna say that nothing amounts to something new? I've got a bit enough to know that it's not true. A dramatic fanatic with a taste for the problematic. Go ahead and busy yourself, cause I've got things to do.
There we go. That's the way we get things going on a Friday morning, folks. Welcome to the program. It is Friday, May the 17th, 2019. It is Open Mic Radio. Every week here on OMR, we feature interviews with Missouri's finest musicians and bands, live in-studio performances. We do a weekly rundown of music events. And my name is Mike Hagan. I'm your host. Glad to be with you this morning, and glad you're here with me. Lovely morning. It looks like it's going to be nice out this weekend. I got a great show in store for you this morning. I'm excited to have three quarters of Violence of the Violets with me in the studio today. We'll talk with the ladies here shortly, and they'll play a few more songs for us, and we'll have some fun like we always do on Fridays here. We'll also look around town, see what's happening this weekend. Lots going on. It's also a full moon to boot, so watch out. Swing on by if you're in the area, 915 East Broadway. The doors are open. It's lovely up here at the studio and at the station, and you can come and check it out and say hello to us. Before too much more, I want to say what we had last week. I want to say thank you to everyone who was involved. We celebrated the one-year anniversary of this Open Mic Radio show. Anniversary, birthday, whatever you want to call it. What's the difference? I don't know. We heard a bunch of great music from over the course of the last 12 months, and it's been a fun year. I sure appreciate all the wonderful musicians who've taken the time to get up at what's typically a pretty uncivilized hour for people in that sort of business to come down here and do the show with me. So kudos to everybody, tip of the hat, huge props, all that stuff for the guys and girls who have graced this program with their presence and their music over the last year. But this morning, my guests in the studio are three of the four members of the band Violence of the Violets. We're going to say hello to these girls real fast, and then we have a special guest in the studio as well with me, and we're going to say hi to her in just a moment as well. But first, Katie.
Good morning.
Oh, I should turn your mic
That
on, right?
Great. Good morning. Thank you so much for having us this morning.
You're welcome. I love your voice. You're awesome.
Oh, that's so kind. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Much.
Then we got Rachel here playing the guitar.
Hello.
Hi. Closer to your mic if you don't mind.
All right. We're here.
There we go. Okay. And then we got Miss Maddie here playing the bass.
Hello.
How are you, Maddie?
I'm great.
Good to see you. Haven't seen you in a bit.
Yeah, it's been a while.
You're in Nashville these days, right?
Yep.
Or I guess not these days, but you've been there for school.
Yep, at Belmont University. It's been great.
Belmont University. All right, we'll talk a little bit about that in a minute, but why don't you do me a favor and slide that microphone over here, and we're going to say hi to Miss Samantha Furkey, who I have just recently been introduced to, and Samantha is a wonderful jazz singer who has actually a program or a show tonight that we're going to talk about a little bit that is at the Brick Room, which is at the historic Frederick Hotel in Boonville. And so first, hello. Hi, Sam.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. How'd you get a gig at the Brick Room at the Frederick? You've been doing jazz for how long?
I've been doing jazz, I guess, for a couple years, maybe like three or four now. But I started my, I guess, career in jazz and released my first CD last summer. So that's kind of when I started gigging and taking it a little more seriously.
Where are you from? Are you a Columbia girl?
I've been in Columbia for like 6 years now, but I'm originally from Texas.
Originally from Dallas. Texas. All right. What brought you up here?
Family, mostly.
Uh-huh. And you're a student in town?
Mm-hmm. Rockbridge High School.
Okay. All right. Tell me a little bit about your influences. Who do you like in the jazz world that kind of got you into it?
I guess a standard is always Ella, but I'm actually about to head out to New York tomorrow morning to see a masterclass by one of my favorite vocalists, Gretchen Parlato, and I get to learn from her for a while. I've been taking a lot of influence from her lately. And I also look up to Esperanza Spalding is a really good one. I try to take influence from, you know, the greats of like the 20s through the 40s, you know, the prime time of jazz, as well as some more modern influencers.
Awesome. What, did you have a lot of that stuff in your house when you were young growing up? How'd you get exposed to it originally?
Not necessarily a lot of it, but it was kind of drizzled in. We had a very musical household, just from like a combination of interests. I grew up with two brothers. One was really into like 70s and 80s pop. My dad was always, you know, an 80s rock kind of guy, but he also listened to a lot of old jazz. And my mom always had me, she actually made a playlist for me when I was younger that I would fall asleep to every night. And it was a mixture of like soft jazz and
that'll do it.
A little bit of classical or like indie folk music that she always loved. So I just grew up around a lot of different things, and it kind of culminated into what I'm interested in now.
When did you realize you could sing?
Oh, I don't know. That's interesting. I think everybody can sing to an extent. Okay. So, I mean,
well,
ever since
well.
I could talk, I could kind of sing. But I started taking, you know, I was in choir in seventh grade on until I think I quit last year just to pursue my own music a little more. And I've been doing vocal lessons since I was eight, I believe, on and off.
I was going to ask if you had professional training or if you just did it all on your own.
I've had training from lots of different people at different times. I owe a lot to them.
Do you play with a band behind you? Or?
I usually play with a trio. Recently, we've had a lot of people kind of coming back and forth from Columbia. The trio we released the CD with is mostly on the East Coast, so it's hard to organize a lot of local gigs with a stable trio. So we've been rotating in and out. Right now, I'm playing with Samuel Luchtemeyer, Lloyd Warden, and Zach Beeson, primarily.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm familiar with them. Mm-hmm. All good musicians.
Oh, yeah, they're wonderful.
Yeah. All right, tell people a little bit about the show tonight.
Tonight, we start at the Brick Room around 8 and go till 11. It's a three-hour set. We're going to be playing, of course, a little bit of jazz. We have mixed in some kind of funk and R&B a little bit. We'll be there all night providing a little bit of comedy from me and Sam and, you know, just entertainment for whatever you might need.
All right. All right. That is tonight at the Brick Room at the historic Frederick Theater in Boonville. And Samantha, I'm sorry we didn't have a whole lot of time today, but we will get you back on the air.
Oh, that's fine.
And we'll spend an hour together and we'll do a proper interview and we'll play a bunch of your music.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. And before we get back to Violence of the Violets, we will play one here from Samantha Ferkey. I was going to play Java Jive, but I'm going to play the first track on the CD that you just gave me. It's called On the Sunny Side of the Street. Seems appropriate for this morning, so we'll do that, and then we'll be back with my guest, Violence of the Violets, back in just a few minutes. It's Mike. You're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia.
We good?
Are we good?
Yep.
One, two, one.
Grab your coat and get your hay. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear the pitter-pat and that happy tune in your step? Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. It's over, passing right over. If I ever had 1 cent, I'd be rich as Rockefeller. Stardust at my feet, oh, on the sunny side of the street. In the shade with my blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. It's over. If I ever had 1 cent, I'd be rich as Rockefeller. Least I've had some gold dust at my feet. The sunny street.
All righty, there you go. There's one from Samantha Ferkey. That is from a CD that is entitled Sam. And it's Mike. You're listening to it on Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia. We're going to get back now to my guests in the studio. We've got three of the four girls here from Violence of the Violets. Let's say hi to Katie first. Not for any particular reason. It's not like you're that much better than the other girls or anything like that. It's just you happen to be the one that I'm looking at
the
right
closest,
now.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, Katie, where are you from?
I'm a Columbia native. I'm from here, born and raised. Probably be here for a few more years before I do anything. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And then Rachel, what about you?
I'm also born in Columbia because Katie happens to be my sister.
Katie and Rachel are sisters. So see, I'm learning things already. I didn't know that. And Maddie, whereabouts are you from?
I'm actually from Phoenix, Arizona. Moved here for high school. Now I live in Nashville, Tennessee.
That's
back
right.
For the summer.
Uh-huh. And are you going to be playing with the band over the summer? Is that the plan here?
A little bit.
Right.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. And typically, okay, so Katie is vocals and banging the tambourine a little bit. Yeah. Is that what you do typically?
Yeah, my vocal skills far outweigh my tambourine skills, though, so I generally sing more than I hit that. So, okay. Yeah.
And then, Rachel, you're a guitar player?
Always been guitar.
Always been guitar. How long have you been playing guitar?
Since I was like 6, I believe.
Yeah. I think so. 8 years. 8 years.
Yeah.
All right. And you are a student at?
Rockbridge.
Rockbridge. Same with you?
Rockbridge, yep.
And I guess Samantha is as well.
Yep.
So aren't you supposed to be at school right now?
We are. We're skipping the same science class right now to be here.
There we go. In true rock and roll fashion. I love that. All right. And Maddie, how long have you been playing the bass?
I think this will be year 5. I started out with guitar, been doing that for a little bit longer, but bass has become my main instrument. A little bit more of a demand for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Okay. How did you get into music initially? Family, musicians, or anything like that? Or
No, I think when we were 5, my mom was like, "Here's the thing, you're gonna play an instrument now because you have to." So.
She gave us the option to pick whatever instrument we would like to play, which was a good
Forced, though. Definitely a forced thing.
So Katie
thing.
Is trained in the piano.
Oh, all
right. Right.
Do you play any piano when you're performing?
I have a keytar that I have yet to bust out.
Planning on whipping that out?
I don't know how to turn it on, so that's kind of been an obstacle.
All right, well, that'll be the next challenge. We can get that thing turned on.
And, yep.
All right, I like the keytar. That's a clever instrument that was really hip like 30 years ago, but now it's like they look like a kid's toy or something like that.
I say we bring it back.
I'm all about it.
2019 is keytar year.
You're the keytar.
You're the keytar.
That's right. That's the Chinese New Year. All right. So self-taught, trained in school, or what?
Largely self-taught across the board, I would say.
Yep. Yeah.
Mostly messing around and trial by fire, as Maddie likes to put it. She says that's the best way to learn, I think, anything.
Absolutely.
Through experience. But, you know, I mean, Rachel and I do have foundational classical backgrounds in guitar and piano.
Like guitar, it was just sheet music for like 4 years, and I was so fed up with that. I was like, I'm just gonna learn tabs and then we're gonna go off playing by ear. And it's become my favorite thing. So right. I suppose classically trained.
Making up stuff is a lot more fun than reading stuff.
Yes.
Because there's no wrong answer.
That's right. Right. And you can interpret it the way you want. Right. I suppose you can do that when you're reading music as well, but there's a little tighter framework there, you know?
Right. Yeah. Right.
Okay. All right. So how long has the band been together? When did the band initially get going?
I don't think it's not even been a year yet. It's it would be a year in August. We kind of have bass players rotating in and out.
A main drummer, Aaron Krusen.
Aaron's your drummer.
Yeah, Aaron is like a couple blocks away. She's at Bubble Tea right now working her shift. So,
Actually, I think I can hear her.
I know.
You hear drumming.
Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a.
Aaron's jamming there.
She's loud. She's very loud, super loud. But super thankful for her. But I think it's only been about a year.
Yeah, we played our first show, which was the Dark Room Showcase in the summer.
Right.
It was about a year ago.
It was like 102 degrees that day.
Oh my lord!
Dark room, and I was hot room.
Sweat through my shirt. It was disgusting. But it was the first show that we had played together as a band, and I think it went really well, so it'll be a year in August.
Yeah, well, I mean there's definitely been quite a bit of buzz about your band over the last 6 months or so. I've heard a lot about you over the last 6 months, and then and then come out to see you a couple times.
I did not know that. Well, that's great.
I appreciate your humility. Where'd the name of the band come from?
That would be Katie.
Yeah, it was heavily disliked by all members of the band for a very long time.
It was heavily disliked by not only the members of the band, but everyone we would ask, is this a good name? Be like, that sounds awful. Don't go with that.
Eventually,
we just stuck with it.
They just mess it up. People don't know what it is.
Right. No, they're like Violent Violets.
Violence is violence.
When you mess it up, they just continue on with it and pretend they kind of get like the general gist of it. Mm-hmm. But if you say like 2 V words, you kind of got it.
I don't know. I don't know where it came from. I'm not sure, but it's too late to change it now, so I'm
I've grown to like it.
Yeah.
Well, I like it too. I think it's interesting for
Thank
sure.
You.
I'm sure, you know, it makes people kind of scratch their heads if nothing else, and you kind of go for that. At least it gives them something to remember, right?
Right. So, true. Right? That's the point.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. I think let's play another song. What do you think?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Huh? All right. Gonna do
all right. And I will say that you are listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. My name is Mike Hagan. My guests in the studio are Maddie and Rachel and Katie from Violence of the Violets. They're going to play one for us here. We'll come back and talk a little bit more, and we'll do a little bit of a rundown on what's happening around town a little bit later tonight. Might get a phone call from my man on the street, Justin Hickerson. We'll have to see about that. But in the meantime, let's have one here from the girls. What are you going to play for us?
This is Call My Name.
Sounds good. Here we go, everybody. Violence of the Violets.
One, two, ready.
I ain't walking on sunshine, but I swear that I got time. I've been waiting a long while, want you to become mine. I'm going so thirsty, but I don't want you to hurt me. I've been trekking along.
My own private concerts. I get one every Friday morning. It's like the greatest thing about this gig.
Aw. Thank you.
Fantastic. Wow. I mean it. You're really, really sounding great, you girls.
Thank you.
Very, very nice. All right. Yeah, that one was called Call My Name, and it's Violence of the Violets. Here, you're listening to it on Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. It's about 25 or so after the hour of 9 o'clock on the 17th of May. And pleasure to have the ladies in the studio with me this morning. Let's talk a little bit about the Mid-Missouri music scene. You've been in it for a little bit now, and I always like to ask the musicians that come on the program what they think about the other folks around town and the venues and just what it's like to be a musician around these parts.
Right.
I'll let you start, Kay.
I think, in general, it's a very small community. There's a small number of people that do it, but within that community, it's a very warm and welcoming environment. Like, we've never felt ostracized or left out by,
I just felt comfortable
by anyone. Right. It's just it's such a welcoming scene, and everyone is really kind and invitational to you. It's wonderful. It's really one of the wonderful things about Columbia.
You guys feel the same way?
Yeah. Everyone likes to help each other, even the adults and the kids, and it's just a big cycle of everyone being really kind and generous toward one another. I know I started out and playing gigs with older people only because they would let us open for them and other things like that. So it's just everyone has been super kind. I know I met them, probably scared the crap out of you guys when I first met you. We were in Palin together.
Oh,
and
goodness.
They had just started, like, I think Rachel had been playing guitar for how long?
It was like electric guitar. I was only in for like a year maybe. So I knew nothing about gear. And Maddie sat in the small Palin room
for two hours.
I was completely silent and she just explained how amps work and it was absolutely lovely.
I nerded out really hard. Probably scared them. Felt a little bit bad about it. I'm glad that we are friends from that.
Yeah, right. So.
I do, however, feel like the thing is that there are a lot of people in music. I don't think it's that small compared to other cities, but that's the fun part about it, is I find that there's so many young teen musicians, but everyone is trying to help each other, and like they'll be like, hey, do you want to come open for us and like come play with us? Like everyone tries to bring each other onto the stage.
All 12 of us are really really helpful to each other.
We have amazing people like Blackwater. They're amazing. The Adaptation.
Yeah.
Sliced Bread,
the works.
Violet and the Undercurrents have been really nice.
Yeah,
they're amazing.
They've been
people.
Great.
Yeah.
To us.
Yeah, there's a whole host of great musicians in all kinds of different genres and different age groups around here. So it's cool you get to kind of mix and match with all of them. In fact, one of the things that I see that I really dig about the local scene is the mixing and matching. I see so many people from different bands playing with other different bands and projects that are just springing up, and all kinds of collaboration between members of different bands. And in a lot of scenes, you don't see that. It's much more competitive,
right.
And people are even a little bit mean to one another sometimes, and it's really just us and forget about everybody else. But what really makes a scene is when you get people that care about each other and you have a collaborative scene and all kinds of people mixing and matching like I see here in Columbia.
Yeah, it's absolutely. It's wonderful.
Cool.
It's really great.
All right, let's talk a little bit about your show tonight. What's going on?
I think Berlin Cafe.
Yeah.
Cafe Berlin, every time.
I don't know English. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
It's German. Cafe Berlin.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just kidding, yeah. All right, yeah, that is tonight, though, at the Cafe Berlin. And let's see if I can give you the info here. Hickman High, Amnesty International, and the Academy of Rock present Easy Money, Violence of the Violets, and The Works, and Effie Lillig.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, are you familiar?
Yes.
Familiar with The Works, which are now Sliced Bread, I believe. They changed their band name this past week.
They're announcing it tonight, so.
Oh, sorry.
Oops. No, they are the lovely people.
Yeah. I'm really excited to see what Easy Money.
Easy Money is a hip-hop, right?
Yeah.
He's got some bops. Like, they're actually great.
Okay, you can talk.
Is he the guy that did the Chicken Nuggets song?
Yes. Yeah, he's...
Oh, my God. Yeah, that is a classic.
If you would go, I'd go solely to see him. Like, forget about us. Forget about everyone else. I want to hear that Chicken Nuggets song live. It's a once-in-a-lifetime
experience. He does a dance, too.
Really?
He does a Chicken Nugget dance.
Oh,
it's beautiful. You have to come see it.
All right, if that doesn't convince you, you got the ladies here, Violence of the Violets. You've got The Works, soon to be known as Sliced Bread.
Mm-hmm.
And Easy Money is going to be getting things going down there at Cafe Berlin.
Yeah.
That's going to be a lot of fun. What time does that start, ladies?
Seven.
7 o'clock show or doors?
Doors are at 6.
Doors at
7.
So relatively early show.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Pretty
okay.
early.
Yep.
I think we
and
play
then we
at
go
9.
On at 9.
Yep.
You
and
guys are on at 9.
It's for charity, too, I think.
It is for charity.
So come out for charity.
Ah, yes. Yes, we'll pull the heartstrings a little bit.
A little bit,
then
yeah.
We come out for that charity event. Absolutely, that will be a great show. And I think that if you're down there, you can look for me because I'll be down there and we can say hello and maybe I'll flip you for a beer. All right. let's talk really quickly here about some of the other things that are happening tonight since we're on that sort of thing. Friday night happy hour at Rose Park. We have the Norm Rubling Band. That happens at 5 o'clock this evening. If you're up for a little something to do after work, 5 o'clock down at Rose Park. That's always fun. The weather's going to be really nice this afternoon. I was down there last night, as a matter of fact, for one of my favorite traditional country singer players. His name is Dale Watson, and him and his band were down at Rose Park last night. It was awesome. It was beautiful out, and it's going to be just like that tonight. So I would encourage people to get out and do something with this beautiful weather and all the great entertainment, music, and theater. Lots of other things happening around town as well. And Diana Moxon at 10 o'clock will bring you up to speed on all things art happening here in Columbia. All right, a little bit later tonight, after the happy hour gig at Rose, you got Dumpster Kitty and Steady Flow. That'll be outside in the park. Tomorrow night, the Fleetwood Mac tribute. Everybody gets a tribute now. Fleetwood Mac, Fleetwood Mac tribute. I don't get it. Anyway, Orchard Fire and the Jesse Johnson band, they'll be doing a Fleetwood Mac tribute apparently tomorrow at Rose. No offense to all the Fleetwood Mac fans. I like Fleetwood Mac. I mean, I just don't get the tribute, you know. I mean, anyway, okay. The Blue Note tonight, Blackstone Cherry, real good band, and Tyler Bryant and the Shakedown. That'll be some honky tonk and some rock and roll tonight. And let's see what else. Tomorrow night, Stephen Curtis Chapman. Anybody familiar with him?
Unfortunately, no.
No, me either. No. Stephen Curtis Chapman with his solo greatest hits. None of which I know, so sorry
it's
about
that. It's all right,
Sorry about that, Stephen. Anyway, check that out tomorrow if you're into it. Roachport General Store tonight. What's happening at the store? Music calendar. I like the Roachport General Store. You girls ever go down there? That's a lot of fun. You should get a gig down there.
Yeah, I'll have to take you guys, get a cream soda there.
Yeah, it's real neat little place. Anyway, tonight, Mick Bird and the Back Road Band, and tomorrow we've got Megan Boyer and her band down at Roachport. Once again, at Cafe Berlin, the Hickman High Amnesty International Academy of Rock presents Easy Money. My guests in the studio with me, Violence of the Violets, will be there tonight. They play at 9 o'clock. And then you've got The Works and Effie Lillig. Who's Effie Lillig?
She is a freshman at Hickman.
Uh-huh.
She's a singer and songwriter.
Good
She's
chap
amazing.
Of yours.
She's awesome.
Is she a friend of yours?
Yeah.
Right on. Cool. All right, so that's happening once again at Cafe Berlin. Out at the Station House at Catfish Katie's, I believe there is some music tonight. From 6 to 8, you've got Loaded Chamber. Live at the Station House, and then tomorrow afternoon, Scott Buchanan from 2 to 4, and then Norm Rubling, who's playing at the Roachport Store tonight, will be playing at Catfish Katie's tomorrow at 6 o'clock. How about Cooper's Landing? You ever get out there? I know you do.
Yeah, I love Cooper's Landing. Yeah. Richard King's Landing now, I guess. But
Yeah. In fact, there's something going on for Mike Cooper this weekend. I think that it's the his retirement roast is happening on Saturday afternoon, I believe. But anyway, tonight, if you feel like going down by the river, Barroom Billy's at 6, great friends of mine, and including Chris Foss, who was on the program a couple of weeks ago. But anyway, Heather and her band and Chris and the gang will be down there at Cooper's Barroom Billy's at 6 o'clock tonight, 8 o'clock the Flood Brothers, fun show down there. Tomorrow afternoon, special open mic at noon. Pippa Letsky will be hosting that. Then you've got the Missouri River Valley Cultural Conservancy Spring Barbecue, and they're presenting Mike Cooper's retirement roast. That's tomorrow afternoon from 3 o'clock until 8 down at Cooper's. And then the Fried Crawdaddies will wrap things up down there at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. All right, one last... I guess that's all I got. I was going to say, see what's happening over there at Nash Vegas, but it looks like probably just a house band tonight. So anyway, all right, cool. So... what else do we want to talk about here? How about some of your favorite influences? Who kind of got you going? Yeah.
How much time do we have? We got
plenty of time.
Great. I think Jack White largely influences us. Mm-hmm. Just sort of fundamental. Gosh, English is hard today. Anyway, fundamental rock. I think he's a really important person.
Yeah, he's a fantastic musician.
Yeah.
And producer and everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, the guy's just a total stud.
Yeah, it's great. He's amazing, yeah. Mm-hmm.
A lot of the 70s music, too. A lot of Black Sabbath, Led Zeppelin. Geezer Butler is one of my favorite bassists of all time.
Yeah,
love him.
Black Sabbath bassist.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Geezer could tear it up.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. They like a lot of Zeppelin and John Mayer.
I'm not on that boat. I
love John Mayer so much. He's one of my favorite guitarists, no matter how many people say, no, that shouldn't be. I love him.
Yeah, he's a great
amazing.
Guitar player. I'm not particularly into his... I don't know, there's something about it.
I'm not particularly into his anything.
His first album.
But he can play.
Oh, he can play.
Mm-hmm. He's amazing.
He needs to shut his mouth.
Okay, well, I agree with Katie. We grew up on a lot of, like, Queen. We always listened to Queen.
Oh, yeah.
Kids. Dad.
Brian May, great guitar player.
Oh, my God, amazing. Right? Love his style.
Yeah.
AC/DC, our dad played that all the time as kids.
Yeah.
And I love Stevie Wonder.
Mm, fantastic.
That's one of the big
things.
Fine. I listen to him a lot. He's great.
Yeah. Some great bass lines in some of the Stevie Wonder stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
You know? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Name a band or an artist that you would like to see that you haven't seen.
Going to go see Anderson .Paak in Chicago.
When?
In June. Woo. June 4th. I'm very excited.
All right. For the people who aren't familiar, what's Anderson .Paak's gig?
Anderson .Paak, he is a hip-hop artist. He writes pretty much all of his own stuff. Mm-hmm. He likes to collaborate with a bunch of other artists. He's a really cool guy. Really great music. If you haven't heard of him, you should go check out Six Summers. It's a great song.
All right, sounds good. Anderson .Paak for Maddie. What about you, Rach?
I, odd answer, would love to see Paramore. They have some of the most fun stage presence ever. And, like, their new album, I love it. I'm in love with it. It's weird 80s pop, but also they, like, took a break from their punk stuff, and they just went to 80s pop, and it's really interesting.
All right, Katie, one from you, and then we're going to take a phone call here from whoever's on the line with us.
Fleetwood Mac.
Hey, I can see it. But Christy McVie is a fantastic singer, and what the hell is the other one's name?
I don't know. I like Stevie Nicks. She's like a
yeah,
like
Stevie.
Witch
that's
woman.
Who I was thinking of.
She's great.
Yeah, she's like just enchanted up there. Yeah.
Amazing. Love her.
Amazing. You ever see the movie School of Rock?
Yeah.
I always laugh when I that the scene where Jack Black's singing the.
They're getting a drink.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's great.
And he's doing the Stevie Nicks. All right, let's take a little sidetrack here.
Hello.
All right, there we go. We've got my great friend, the troubadour drummer and man on the street, J-Dog, Justin Hickerson. How you doing, my brother?
I'm well. I'm telling you, man, Justin Hickerson does a lot of grass these days, man, all day long.
Well,
I'm just out mowing grass, weed-eating grass, blowing grass, cutting the grass, I tell you, all day long, just smoking all that grass. Let me tell you.
Well, I'm glad you quit drinking. That's good.
Yeah, let me tell you. I love my sobriety. But let me tell you, when you deal with as much grass as a person like me, at the end of a long Friday, one of my favorite things to do is go on down to Butch's Billboards and get me a, excuse me, Butch's Burgers. Billboards. And go on down there and get me a Butch's Burger.
Oh, Justin, you sound like a fun time, Justin. You sound like a good time.
Do you ladies know who Justin is?
Not at all.
Nope, not one bit.
But I would like to.
Let me clarify. When he's not doing grass, he is a very skilled drummer. He plays the drums for the Daves. He plays for the Ridge Runners, and he plays for Paul Weber and the Scrappers.
Oh, wow.
And he also plays a little poker with me every once in a while.
Yeah.
Hey, Justin. Turn your radio down. You're killing me.
Oh, man. I'm sorry. I just like hearing your voice so much. I got to hear it twice.
All right. What do you got going this weekend, my friend?
Actually, got nothing going this weekend. I got no shows and nowhere to be, so...
Come out tonight.
Yeah.
Cafe Berlin.
Come see us.
You got to come see the girls at Berlin tonight, maybe.
Won't.
It's for charity.
Well, there you go. That's probably what I'll do instead.
Maybe I'll meet you for a burger, and then we can go down there and see some music. I'm serious.
I think so. I think that might sound like a good idea.
All right.
If that's something you'd like to do.
I'd like to
tag on there. Stephen Curtis Chapman.
Yeah,
asterisk here. Stephen Curtis Chapman is a contemporary Christian artist that has been prevalent for about 30 years.
Whoa.
In fact, one of my first songs I remember hearing as a child goes, saddle up your horses, we got a trail to blaze through the wild blue yonder of God's amazing grace. Even though he's not one of my favorite artists anymore, I am tickled pink that he's playing in Columbia.
All right, right on. Well, I guess he does have some greatest hits then if he's been doing it for 30 years, so.
Oh, he's got a bunch of them, and I can name a whole bunch of them, too, but I'll spare you all.
All right, I appreciate that. All right, so let me ask you a question about the Ridge Runners. I was thinking last night about the fact that you guys have been recording something for a long time, and I'm going to start giving you a hard time because it hasn't come out yet. I'm sure I should talk to Tim more than anyone, but what's going on with the Ridge Runners?
We're trying to get the ribbon tied on that currently. We actually... Four went to practice a couple weeks ago and got together and and just sat there for 2 weeks and or for 2 weeks, for 2 hours, and talked to.
That's the grass talking.
And we're discussing what we want our final edits to be and song order and et cetera. So I know I said it last year, but by the end of the year, it should be ready to go.
All right. Well, I'm really looking forward to that, and we'll get you guys back down here in the studio and have a little talk and play some music. And I want to get you down here too one of these mornings when you're not in the grass, and you can bring your guitar and play some songs for me as well, Hobo.
Yeah, I'd love to do that. Feel right on. Well, I'm going to sign off and get back to my grass here, but if I don't see you tonight, let's get together soon and go mushroom hunting, man.
Yeah, let's try tonight, though, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, Jess, I'll talk to you, buddy.
All right, see you, Mike.
See ya. All right, that is the one and only wonderful Justin Hickerson, and if you want to get a load of Justin's musical skills, you can catch him out and about. Once again, Paul Weber and the Scrappers or the Ridge Runners. He has a new project I should have asked him about, but we'll talk about that maybe next week. And he's also playing with the Daves out and about. So real talented drummer and a cool guy, a good friend of mine, and a lot of fun. So, all right, back to the ladies here in the studio. Let's see, other projects. What else do you have going on? We were talking earlier about how many people mix and match. Are you guys doing other things?
We are currently recording our first album EP. / EP.
Great.
I'm going to sing a song with a Violet
Vonderhaar.
Yes, mm-hmm. In a few weeks at the Jane Doe Blue Note concert.
Great, so yeah. Jane Doe's been going on for a few years now. Mm-hmm. That's a great show right. All the time.
I'm so excited.
Very good. What song are you going to sing? Can you share?
Treat Me Right by Pat Benatar.
Right on.
Right. I'm
Treat Me Right.
Yeah.
Nah, nah. Yeah.
Super, super excited.
But, all right, cool. What about you, Rach?
I don't know. I've been jamming out with some people. I might make an album with one of my school friends. We're learning. I'm trying to dive into audio engineering. I really want to try that, which Maddie is amazing at.
I'm in school for that now.
That's so awesome.
Yep. Yeah. Would not have been able to do it without the Dark Room Records program. So big shout out to them. They're awesome.
Yeah, they do a great job.
Absolutely.
And I would really, you know, encourage any of the younger folks out there. I mean, if you're in the high school scene around here and you want to get into music, figure out a way to connect with that Dark Room gang, because you can learn all kinds of different skills there: sound engineering, editing, also hone your own musical skills if you choose to.
Yeah,
you know?
Just come and get your stuff recorded for free. Take advantage of the program while you can, while you're still in high school and can do that.
Yeah.
Or even we record younger people, middle school, elementary school, whatever you want to do. Come on down.
Or sign up for an internship.
Yep.
They're accepting applications right now.
Yep, we need interns. Apply.
Very cool. You know, and as a musician, having some understanding about the technical side of it is actually quite helpful for your own craft,
right,
I think,
I agree.
You know. So anyway, great stuff going on down there at Darkroom, and I appreciate that stuff too. All right. Let's see. First of all, you're recording a new EP. Where is that going to be recorded?
That is recorded in a lovely studio in Jamestown, Bridge Studio.
Okay.
It's in the middle of nowhere, and it's a great, wonderful, beautiful place that I love very much.
All right. Very good. How many songs are going to be on that record?
Six, seven.
Okay.
Small.
Yeah, good.
Baby steps. Start out small.
Yeah, no, that's great. All right, and we asked about other projects. Other shows coming up in the future other than the one we have tonight? Got anything else planned?
I don't think so.
We're working on that.
We had some, you know, like, it's high school. There's a lot of different people and plans going on. So finding, like, people that will stay in band can sometimes be difficult, so you don't want to plan too far ahead and then have to like drop out, because we've had to do that before.
It's also finals week.
Yep.
Yeah,
so finals. We're playing it year by year.
Year by year.
Year by year.
Year by year. Yeah. Hey, why not? Right? You remember that?
Nope.
We just coined a new phrase. All right. All right. So tonight, though, let's mention that one more time. The band Violence of the Violets will be at Cafe Berlin tonight. They'll be playing about 9, but there are a few other acts that will be on the bill as well. We got Easy Money, and who else did we say?
The Works. Effie Lillig and The Works.
Right, okay. Very good. That's going to be a fun show. And what's the ticket on that one? Is anybody aware?
$7.
$7 at the door? Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's also for charity.
And it is for charity. You can't say that enough, right? All right, cool. Well, we got about 15 minutes left. I'm going to have you ladies play one more for us here, and then we'll have a couple more minutes to talk on the way out. and then call it a wrap, okay?
Cool. Sounds good.
All right, it's Mike, and you're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. My guests in the studio are Katie, Rachel, and Maddie from Violence of the Violets. They've been playing some songs and chatting with me this morning. I sure appreciate them coming down here, and we're going to get another one from them right about now. What do you got for us, girls?
This is Mr. Machine.
Oh, man. Catch these ladies tonight, folks. It's going to be a great show down there. Cafe Berlin. You can catch Violence of the Violets at 9 o'clock. A bunch of other bands before that. Fantastic. Really sounding good. I really mean that.
Thank you
very much.
All right. Future plans. Are you planning on sticking around Columbia, or are you going to be moving on? What's the future for the band? What do you think?
We'll see.
Good answer.
Yep. I finish my junior year next Friday, so I'll be a senior next year. I'm kind of looking at a few programs in songwriting or production, just across the state. But who knows? I might take a gap year, might work, might stay with the band. We'll see how it goes. Right. Still got another year to figure that out.
You want to keep music in your life, though?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Rachel?
Always.
Yeah.
I hope so. If I can't do band as a career, I'd be an audio engineer or a manager or... something. Always want to do music.
Right on.
Okay. Keeps us sane.
Yeah.
Maddie, what about you?
I have an internship in St. Louis in June doing live sound stuff.
Fantastic.
So they're on the hunt for a bassist. So if you play bass, you want to play in a band, hit them up on Instagram.
Yes, do.
Wow. We would love to.
You even made a rhyme there. That was great.
Hey, thanks, Maddie.
Didn't even know that.
All right. One last question. If you could name a band or two that you would like to see me have here on the program, who would you suggest? Maybe some of that I don't know. I'm interested in the Sliced Bread.
Good question.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I would say The Works that are becoming Sliced Bread soon. Yeah.
They're great.
They're really interesting musicians. They're seniors in high school, and they are all really, really talented, and they have interesting influences. They're kind of like poppy rock, mm-hmm. pop rock.
Yeah.
It's cool. They're really amazing.
Yeah. All right. I'll check them out.
Our drummer, Aaron, is playing drums for them tonight.
Yeah.
So come check that out.
All right. Well, and... sorry we missed Aaron, so maybe
it's all right.
Maybe next time we'll drag her down here with you or next something time. Okay,
maybe she can bring you a bubble tea. We'll see.
I'd love that.
Yeah,
or even some bubble gum.
Yeah,
you know, really anything. I'm pretty easy, you know, so.
Great.
All right, well, thanks again, ladies. It's been a lot of fun, and have a great show tonight. I will see you down there.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, other people, if you got nothing going on tonight, you might consider going down. You know, I can't tell people to go because there's something about the FCC regulation, but I can suggest it.
Okay.
So highly suggest that you consider going down there to Cafe Berlin tonight and checking out Violence of the Violets and some of the other acts you'll be performing as well. All right, ladies, thanks again.
Thank you so much for having us.
Take care of yourself. Have a great night, okay?
You too.
All right, everybody. Once again, that was Katie and Rachel and Maddie from Violence of the Violets. Fantastic all-girl band, which I love. I love. Yeah, we need more girl bands. I'm going to put your mics back on.
Agreed.
You know, I have some great names for girl bands.
I really want to hear them.
7 Year Bitch.
Whoa!
They all involve the word bitch. Bitchcraft.
That's really good, right? Honestly.
That one, I have to admit that my friend Ruth Acuff came up with that many years ago, and I stole it from her. But if she's listening, she'd be like, I told Mike that years ago. So, but I still think it's a great name. So what else? I guess those are the only two I got. So,
okay, anyway. Well, still, there's
a
lot. There's a lot of material.
Rebrand.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bitchcraft.
Yeah.
All right, I'll talk to y'all later. That's great. All right. It's Mike. You've been listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia 89.5 FM. I will also mention Samantha Furkey, who was in here earlier. Thanks to Sam and her dad for dropping by. They have a show tonight at the Brick Room at the Frederick Hotel in historic Boonville. And if you want to hear some wonderful jazz, Sam can really sing. All right. What do we have going next week? I have a band named Many Colored Death. I don't know if you guys are familiar, but yeah, Many Colored Death will be here. Probably not performing. They've got an album release party that night, and I think it'll probably just be Shay down here to talk a little bit, and we'll probably play some recorded material. She's one of the best drummers around town, the girl who plays for Many Colored Death, by the way. Anyway, they'll be in here with me next week, at least one of them. We've got a real cool string setup, some bluegrass music the following week, a band called About the Mountains, who are new around these parts. Really excited to have my friend Andrew Ryan from St. Louis with me on the 6th of June. That'll be First Friday, and Andrew will also be performing at Fretboard that night. So real excited to have Andrew here in the station and in the studio with me. We have the Fried Crawdaddies the week after that. We've got Nick Gorham, John Thomas, Justin Hickerson, Violence of the Violets, we already had them. The Sweaters, we're going to get down here at some point here soon. And we'll try to hook up with this band called The Works, or Sliced Bread, soon to be known as. So, all right, we've got about 5 minutes left here. What do I need to say? I should probably let you know that Diana Moxon will be on the air in about 6 minutes with Speaking of the Arts. Diana's got a very cool show this morning, including a segment on the Eurovision Song Contest, which is like one of the most thrilling things to Diana, which now I'm getting thrilled by osmosis. I don't know what's happening, but I've never even heard of the thing before. Now I can't stop listening to the music. So anyway, Diana Moxon, Speaking of the Arts, in about 5 minutes. What else do I have to tell you here? Well, thanks again to everybody who participated over this last year. It's been a fun year, and we'll keep doing it. We're going to go out here with one from Samantha Furkey. I was going to play Call My Name, but you guys played it live here in the studio, so I'm not going to play it again because that's the only recorded piece that I have from you. So that'll be an excuse to play one from Sam, and this one is called Alice in Wonderland. Hey, thanks also to all the people that are listening and sending me texts and all this stuff while we're on the air. We're getting all kinds of people listening and enjoying the program. So I appreciate that, and we appreciate you listening to the program. We'll be back next week with, who'd I say? Oh, Many Colored Death, yeah. All right, it's Mike. You've been listening to Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia. Once again, stick around for Diana Speaking of the Arts. In the meantime, this is Samantha Ferkey, and it's called Alice in Wonderland. Love y'all.
Where is